Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
92324.
92324.
Yes.
Give me one moment. And what is the first and last name?
Manuel Bonilla. What are you guys like, store online or?
Well, I'm a customer service agent at a call center server. We have more than 300 companies and more than 300 lines. What's the reason that you're giving us a call today?
Oh, okay. I just got something. I bought something from Facebook. But it didn't give me no confirmation or nothing. It just says it just had your number.
Did you not receive the email confirmation?
It says you should have an email confirmation, but there's no confirmation. It's just an email from. Hold on, let me read it from you. Let me check my phone real quick. It is. Support true product.
There's no order number on there?
There's no order number. And when I click on it, no page opens or nothing. Like nothing. That's why I'm calling because there's no, like it's very fishy because there's no order number. And when I click on shop.
Repeat the first and last name.
Manuel Bonilla.
Do you know the order did go through though? Like if the order was submitted, were you billed?
I got charged for the shipping for $570. Let me check. It got charged for $574. It says check card for today, and then my description on my bank it only says full discount, and then add a bunch of X, and then at the end it says Florida. That's it.
Okay, so you were billed. Okay. So if the order was just done, all orders could take from 20 minutes to 2 hours for it to show in our system. So I cannot provide you or assist you with anything until I have an account pulled up.
Okay, now this is my thing. On the advertise on Facebook, it says you'll be charged only for shipping. Is it going to change on my bank account after?
I can't provide you with any information until I have an account pulled up. That's why I'm advising you to give us a call back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I apologize. Is there something else I can assist you with?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.